Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. Columbia's Parkade Center opened in 1965. It was built on a prime location off of Interstate 70, what was then a new freeway reshaping the American approach to commerce. Parkade Center was once the premier shopping destination in mid-Missouri, but that changed after the Columbia Mall opened in 1985. After struggling to keep businesses and shoppers for years, the center has shifted its business model in the past decade, and its business appears to be improved and stabilized. Missouri Business Alert's Krista Corrigan reported on the comeback of this once lifeless shopping center. She spoke with Lloyd Hayes, the owner of All Star Cuts, a barbershop inside Parkade Center. Hayes has been in the center since 2005.
When I first came, it was dead. There was a different management here then. But when Ben came, it seemed like things started slowly, gradually growing different businesses.
Hayes is talking about Ben Gacchinia, the managing director of Parkade Center. When Gacchinia became the managing director in 2008, only 77% of the business space was occupied. Over the years, Gacchinia has revived the center through various methods, bringing that up to a 96% occupation rate. Gacchinia says some of the tenants were initially hesitant about coming to Parkade Center because of its layout.
A lot of people are concerned about sunlight. They want to have sunshine because, you know, on the lower levels, unfortunately, we don't have any direct sunlight.
Gacchinia then added extra lights underground to increase brightness and painted parts of the building with brighter colors. Local artists display their work on the walls, and Gacchinia hired a gardener to maintain live greenery throughout the building. Beyond aesthetics, Gacchinia says another important part of Parkade's revival was turning the mall into a multi-purpose space with plenty of foot traffic. He did this by hosting events at the center, like the Columbia Farmers Market, during the winter. This not only helped area farmers sell their goods during the winter months, but also helped the Parkade attract more people.
Tenants love it because the more people that come to the building, then they realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this store was here. Then now they've got a new customer.
Having Moberly Area Community College at Parkade also contributes to a livelier atmosphere. The school brought more business and office spaces and brought more students to the Parkade Center. So Parkade has made a lot of progress, but that doesn't mean the work is over.
So it really boils down to the mall, the local economy, who the owners are they financially in good shape that they can reinvest and reinvigorate the property?
That's Donald Meyer, an assistant professor of retail marketing at the University of Missouri. Meyer says the success of reviving a dead shopping center depends on the local economy. He also says developers have to reposition the mall to offer something that can compete in a saturated retail climate or change their equation. Gacchinia says the Columbia Mall is no longer direct competition because Parkade's new business model targets different types of businesses. For Krista Corrigan's whole story, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Last Friday evening, 125 people came to Columbia Startup Weekend with a mission: to help launch a business in 54 hours. Now in its fourth year, the event gives people from a variety of backgrounds, tech, design, business, marketing, and more, the opportunity to team up and work together to kickstart their business ideas. Through pitching, developing, testing, and presenting, participants are able to lay the groundwork for a company in just 3 days. Missouri Business Alert's Phil Jones covered the final pitching session of the event at Columbia's Museo Building on Buttonwood Drive. He spoke with Startup Weekend lead organizer Heidi Furman, who says Startup Weekend gives participants the chance to test an idea for a business they've had on their mind.
It is a time set aside to be able to dive into something that's been on your mind for a while. So the people that are entrepreneurs, there's a good chunk of people that are always have ideas flowing around in their head, and to have a dedicated time focused on diving into that idea is really valuable.
EquipmentShare.com won the competition this year.
winner, if you haven't figured it out yet, because
Jabek Schlacks is a general contractor who created the website to make it easier for contractors to rent construction equipment from one another.
It grew out basically of our frustration for years and years with the current rental market. So basically we had a problem. We searched for months and worked somewhat tech involved. We searched for months to try to find out a solution to it. Nobody's done it yet.
Schlacks is a partner with another contractor on the site. He says Startup Weekend was a launching pad that will help get EquipmentShare.com on its feet.
Startup Weekend was absolutely key. And I mean, it's a launching pad for us. I mean, we're absolutely going forward. It's going to happen.
All three of the winners, EquipmentShare.com, Ambiance Yoga Mats, and the Wandering Turtle Travel App, had working prototypes of their products when the weekend ended. Michael Su is the CEO of the software company Deep Sky. Sue says Equipment Share won because they completed a sale on their website before the competition was over, showing the sort of promise that judges look for in these competitions.
In 54 hours, you can actually get a lot done. And a website and a basic, if you're tech-based, a website and a basic demo of it is the bare, I feel like it would be bare minimum, and I can't speak for all of the judges. And if you cannot get something that is working, the very least you can do is an illustration of your idea, which is a solution, and the real problem.
Software company Zapier took first place at Columbia Startup Weekend in 2011. Now 3 years old, Zapier employs 7 people full-time and has hundreds of thousands of subscribers. Zapier CEO Wade Foster says he comes back each year to help people that might be able to create a successful business of their own.
For different folks, there are different stages of their life, but the biggest thing is there's a few folks here who are really ready to make something happen, and those are the ones that I want to try and help as much as possible and take them from, you know, their day job to get them started on something. So if I can help them even just a little bit, encouraging, whatever it is that I can do for them, I want to help them get started.
EquipmentShare.com's winnings include a chance to pitch to the Centennial Investors Angel Investment Network, a free 6-month spot at the Columbia Ready Downtown Incubator, and a presentation opportunity at the Columbia 1 Million Cups event. For more information on Columbia Startup Weekend and the individual teams, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.